Welcome to episode 21 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing really well, Dave. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the $16.5 million Pegasus World Cup Saturday. It's one of the richest thoroughbred races of the year. I'm looking forward to your analysis and picks. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm hoping everybody gets some good info on this race and the full card, not the full card, but a good chunk of the card of the Gulfstream Park for this week. So we'll be just focusing on just Gulfstream Park. But first off, I want you to make sure everybody visits our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find links to the Apple Podcasts, or you can subscribe for, or you can subscribe via iTunes. You also can subscribe in your favorite podcatcher with our RSS feed on the website. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at offthechartshr, as Steve will post any late changes and maybe some other picks he finds. For those of you with Google Android phones, our link to the Google Music link is right there as well. You can subscribe. And I'm also happy to say that we are now on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is also another way you can listen to us. Click the link on the right side, then you can subscribe there as well. And our downloads keep going on. We're getting almost 2,000 downloads since our podcast has started. Keep listening. I really appreciate it. And again, we'll review our agenda for today. Steve's going to review what happened last week. A couple of things happened as well. And where he is so far on all the picks he's had so far. The Horse Nugget segment is going to be on horses for courses. That's an interesting one. We'll go find out a little more about that. And as I mentioned, this is going to be a full Gulfstream Park review. We've got five races, including the Pegasus World Cup. It's a big race, and we'll be kicking in and getting your picks on that. So let's get it started and give us a little bit of review of what happened last week.
Yeah, Dave. So going to just go quickly through last week's review and then just kind of update our overall stats. Let's talk about the fact we did have a top two pick winner last week that, paid $4 to win. But in exacta box with our top two picks, our top pick ran second. So an exacta box for $2 would have gotten the listeners back $14. And we also did have a top pick winner that XY Jet did what we thought he would do, and he ran off and paid $360 to win. So handicapped 126 stakes overall, Dave, through the course of these 21 podcasts, and have selected 55 winners with our top two selections. And that's a winning percentage of about 43%. So 43, almost half the time the winners of these stakes races are being found in our top two picks, which is humbly some pretty good handicapping.
Yeah, not bad. You are doing very well.
Yeah, you know, Dave, before I get into the horse nugget segment, just a laugh. I was reaching into the drawer here to grab out my headset and found the losing tickets that I had to collect at the OTB the last couple of weeks. Hopefully no one from the IRS is listening to this podcast, because as you know, I had a whole lot of signers last year that got to figure out a way to cover. So it was just a side note, but it did make me laugh as I saw that big baggie full of
you might have to share a few of those tickets with me as well.
I know. We did have a pretty good year last year.
We did. But, you know, those are legitimate tickets. You did bet on every one of those races. So
Absolutely. So anyways, Dave, let's we can get into the horse nugget segment now if you'd like to.
Let's do it.
I intentionally made this horse nugget segment just a kind of a short topic, because we've got five races to talk about, all of them graded stakes races, and I want to make sure that I put the time in terms of explaining the selections and why. But as I was doing the handicapping for these races at Gulfstream Park, I noticed that I was circling a lot horses that had run well over this Gulfstream Park racetrack, whether it either be the turf or the dirt. And so the horses for courses segment really is just all about horses that happen to perform well at a certain racetrack. And want to make sure the listeners understand that this is a really important part of handicapping. not all dirt is dirt and not all grass is grass. It's quite different from track to track and how these tracks play. And so, Gulfstream Park has a pretty heavy sand base within its turf course, obviously, because they get a lot of rain down there. So they want to be able to continue to race on the turf as often as possible, and they need something to soak up the water. So you'll see these races on Saturday as the horses are kicking back on the turf. You'll see what appears to be a lot of dirt, which is really sand. So kind of a different course than a course like at Saratoga or even at Arlington Park here in Chicago, where the turf courses are pretty lush and pretty much a dirt base. And then all the way out to California, where the turf courses have a tendency to be pretty hard and firm. And it matters. Horses prefer different surfaces. So I always circle in the past performances how a horse has done on this particular track in its lifetime. Another horses for courses angle is just to, look for horses that have a running style that might play to, whatever the track bias might be on a given track. There's certain tracks across the United States that, have a tendency to play a certain way most of the time. Gulfstream Park has a pretty short stretch, excuse me, as far as North American racetracks go, Dave.
Yep.
I find this track to be pretty conducive to speed horses. And the horses that are going to close on a track like this need to have a really quick burst because they come out of that turn and there's not a whole lot of stretch left for them. So it's important when you're handicapping to look for horses that fit whatever the pretty standard track bias is at a given track. I also identify horses that have top buyer figures at a given track. So not only horses that have performed well from a win place and show standpoint, but also horses that, produce some of their faster buyer speed figures on a given racetrack. So that was kind of the horses for courses angle that I wanted to mention here. And I mention it because as I was handicapping these races, I found myself circling, horses that have done well at Gulfstream Park.
Yep. All right. Well, let's move right into the stakes handicapping. Like I said, we have five races that you are going to be working on today. And let's start it off and pull up the program for today, or for Saturday, I should say, tomorrow. And this is going to be the third race at Gulfstream Park. It's 1.5 miles. It's quite a distance on the turf. This is a grade three. It's the 49th running of the La Prévoyance handicap. And it's $200,000. This is fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. Nice big purse. Give us your picks for this race.
Yeah. So, Dave, I intentionally picked this race out just so you would have to say the name of the stakes race.
All right. I think did I do okay?
because some of the names of these races can be pretty challenging. So yep. I was really looking forward to you pronouncing that.
I did okay.
You actually did pretty good. Dave. Our top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Bowley. Bowley is 6-1 in the morning line, trained by Brendan Walsh, ridden by Luis Saez. We've selected this horse before. This is one of those kind of comeback horses that I've liked, and we haven't been able to cash a ticket on this horse yet. So, I thought I would come back on this mare one more time. This horse is second off a layoff. Has raced in the grade one, that Flower Bowl out there at Belmont Park on October 8th. I have circled the race at Kentucky Downs, pretty fast middle quarter right there, 22.69 middle quarter. So I know this horse has a pretty good burst. Trainer Brendan Walsh is 18% trainer in graded stakes, which is pretty impressive. Also circled the fact that Saez is 31% at Gulfstream Park, riding for Brendan Walsh, and 32% overall in between 2017 and 2018. Has a 96 buyer top buyer speed figure on the turf. And we're going to make the three-horse Boley our top selection here in the third race.
All right.
Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. The 7-horse is Apple Betty. Apple Betty 7-5 in the morning line. Shook McGahey trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse 7-5 morning line. This horse will wind up going off as the prohibitive favorite here. Has a couple of really nice races here with Johnny Velasquez as the jockey. Won its last race by 3 lengths, producing a 96 buyer speed figure. I started to look at this race, I thought it was going to take probably a mid 90s buyer speed figure to win the race and to beat Apple Betty. And I think Boley's the kind of horse can produce that. Produced a 96 buyer speed figure in that grade one out at Belmont. And so going to try to beat this favorite with our horse. But we would be remiss if we didn't put the 7-5 morning line horse in here. And we're going to make Apple Betty our second selection. Our third selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Somersault. Somersault's 5-1 on the morning line. Mark Hennig is the trainer. Paco Lopez is the jockey. What I identified here, Dave, and especially in a race like this that's going to be a mile and a half long, pretty impressive that this horse can run some sub 12 second eighths of a mile. You can see those two races, one on September 24th and the other one on September 2nd, though beaten by 7 6 lengths, closed pretty fast. So if this horse gets any kind of pace, this is the kind of horse that can turn it on late in a pretty long distance race, which is always impressive to me. This horse, if you look at that race on July 9th at Belmont Park in 2017, Apple Betty, who's going to be the 7-5 morning line horse here, this horse ran second, only lost by a half a length, and it says stuck in the pocket. So Paco must have got this horse locked in on the rail in that race and couldn't get out. But it looks like this horse has competitive speed figures. Hennig is 60% right now out at Gulfstream Park. So he's had 5 starters out there and won with 3 of them. So his horses are feeling good. So let's make this 2-horse, Dave, Somersault our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, at Gulfstream Park, race 3, our selections are the 3, the 7, and the 2.
Seems like at Gulfstream Park, they are running a lot more of these mile and a half races. Is that unusual or is it
No, I think it's unusual just in general. You don't really see a lot of these marathon, I consider anything probably over a mile and a quarter, which is kind of the classic distance. Right. I see anything over a mile and a quarter as kind of a marathon kind of race. But I think we're just seeing more of them across the United States, Dave. Yeah. It seems like I'm handicapping these kinds of races pretty often. So, I don't know, maybe they're trying to appease, European trainers and owners and trying to get them to ship more of their horses over here. Those longer distance are, much more prevalent out in, the UK and over in Europe. So, but yeah. Good question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move down the card here to the 7th race. The 7th race is a 1 mile. And this is a grade 3. It's the 33rd running of the Fred W. Hooper. Purse is $175,000, and it's for 4-year-olds on upward. And let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is 8-town. 8-town's trained by Brian Lynch, ridden by Nick Juarez. Number of things to like here about this horse. 4 lifetime starts, 3 wins. 1-for-1 at Gulfstream Park, and that was this horse's last performance. Looked like Juarez was pretty pressured throughout the race on this horse, and then this horse just kind of drew off. I like the fact that after that race, Lynch laid this horse off for a while, and when this horse came back 3 weeks later to start training, threw in that nice bullet work out there. And 47-3. So I know this horse is feeling good. Juarez is 19% riding for, Brian Lynch. We get another 4-year-old and a 4-year-old and up race. And, I like 4-year-olds because they, they're in their peak season. This is when these racehorses should be at their best. I underlined both the races at Keeneland and Belmont, those sub par 12 second last eighths of a mile. So I know this horse has got a nice burst of speed. Just seemed like this horse fits really well here. So let's make the two horse Eitan our top selection in the seventh race. Our second selection is a comebacker, a horse that we've given out as a pick before, the eight horse, Tommy Macho. Tommy Macho's 6-1 in the morning line. Todd Pletcher trains. Luis Saez is the jockey. Saez and Pletcher are 29% when they get together. This horse is has raced four times at Gulfstream Park and has produced two wins and two thirds and a 105 buyer speed figure. So this horse is absolutely capable of delivering a triple digit buyer speed figure. Almost made this horse our top pick, Dave. Mm-hmm. Looked at how this horse does off a layoff, since this horse is coming off a rest since September 23rd. And it kind of circled down there that transition from 2016 to 2017, won right off the layoff and threw out that 105 buyer speed figure. And so, you know, this horse can race really well off the bench. Thing I didn't like right now is this horse is turned 6 years old. And, these horses, I think, have a tendency to regress in form as they get older. But I want to put Tommy Macho in there. I'd be sick if this horse performed and ran first or second and I didn't have this horse in there. So let's make the eight horse Tommy Macho our second pick. Our third selection, Dave, in what I thought was a really competitive race, I had a hard time coming up with a top pick here. It's going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Game Over. Jorge Navarro is the trainer. Tyler Gaffney's the jockey. This horse is another four-year-old. This horse raced in the Pennsylvania Derby the last time, a grade one race, raced pretty up close to the pace. The Moss pace figures here show that C with the black circle around it tells you that the pace was really fast and this horse was on that early pace. Look who this horse got beat by, West Coast, who is running in the Pegasus. And just as a little teaser, we'll have a few more things to say about West Coast as when we get to that race. Yeah. Gaff Leone is 43% when he runs for Navarro. This horse has a series of bullet workouts coming into the race. Another lightly raced four-year-old. Wouldn't surprise me if this horse won the race. I really like all three of our top picks here, Dave. So let's make the nine horse Game Over at 10-1, our third and final selection, Dave. So our picks in Gulfstream Park seventh race, Dave, are the 2, the 8, and the 9.
All right. Now we're going to move on to the 8th race. And here we go again. Another mile and a half to on the turf. It's the 51st running of the W.L. McKnight Handicap. It's a grade 3, $200,000. 4-year-olds on upward. Get us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Gold Shield, trained by Shug McGahee, ridden by Jose Ortiz. Got a couple things circled here that I like, Dave. Take a look at how far this horse raced his last time. Raced 2 miles on the turf.
We looked at that race, didn't we?
We did. Makes a pretty nice move and just kind of flattens out with Manny Franco. I like Manny Franco. I think he's a good jockey, but certainly we're getting a nice rider switch to Ortiz,
first time.
To Irod. And so, you know, again, good jockey switch. I like the fact that this horse raced at this 2 mile distance. So I know this horse is really legged up. I have underlined the race on July 17th at Saratoga and the one in October 20th at Belmont. I take a look at those sub 12 second eighths of a mile, which is really to me a huge advantage for, you know, a horse that's going to be running a marathon race to have that kind of sprinting ability still left after you've run that far. I'm always looking for horses like this in these longer distance races. So Shug McGahee is 29% right now at Gulfstream. So, you know, he's training really well right now. His horses seem like they're in good shape. So let's make the three horse Dave Gold Shield our top selection in this eighth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Infinite Wisdom, trained by Brian Lynch. Frankie Dettori is going to be the jockey. And actually, I don't have a whole lot of things circled here, Dave, other than Dettori's on this horse for a reason. This horse raced in that same 2 mile race that our top selection was in, was 3-1 in that race. Got the lead, kind of gave it back. This horse is second off a layoff. But in these marathon races, especially these long distance races on the turf, to get the top European jockey that there is in Dettori, just got a feeling this horse is meant well for this race today. And and as I said, Lynch is 21% in graded stakes races, and maybe this this jockey switched to Dettori and his patient style and that European style of racing will pay a nice dividend for this horse, Dave. So let's make this nine horse Infinite Wisdom our second selection in this eighth race at Gulfstream. And our third and final selection is going to be Bullard's Alley. Bullard's Alley is 2-1 in the morning line. Tim Glenshaw is the trainer. Paco Lopez is the jockey. You know, there's those two races at the end of 2017, you know, produced a 1.14 buyer speed figure in that Canadian International Grade One, though that was on a soft turf course. Then at Del Mar, the Breeders' Cup turf Grade One, you know, produced a 103 buyer speed figure. So, you know, pretty impressive buyer speed figures there for a horse that was five that's just turned six. This horse is second off a layoff. As I said, it raced in that same 2 mile marathon race as our other selections. But I think this thing, you know, people are going to look at those triple digit buyer speed figures and probably overbet this horse. But if you look at the rest of this horse's past performances, those just look like fluke races to me. These, you know, these mid 90s buyer speed figures look like they're probably more in line with what this horse is going to do. So let's make Bullard's Alley, though, Dave, our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, in race eight here at Gulfstream Park, our selections are going to be the three, the nine, and the five.
All right, let's move on to the ninth race. Ninth race is a much shorter distance. It's 7 furlongs. It's a grade three. It's the 21st running of the Hurricane Birdie. The purse is $175,000, and it's fillies and mares, four-year-olds on upward. Get us your picks.
So this was a hard race for me to handicap, Dave, but I did make the one horse, Marley's Freedom, at 10-1 with Hess as the trainer and Smith as the jockey, coming in from the West Coast. Yeah. I like this horse's last race, Dave. This horse lost to Unique Bella, who ran first. Paradise Woods ran second. And that Mopetism won the stakes race last weekend. So, I mean, that was a really tough bunch that Marley's Freedom got a hold of last time. And she was competitive in that La Brea Grade One out at Santa Anita. Castellana was on her last time, but the previous race, Smith was on her, and she ran off at Del Mar. So, I like Smitty. I like Smitty inside in these kinds of situations. He can kind of make some decisions. I do have an SP written here for speed, so it wouldn't surprise me if Smitty gunned from the rail, but if he doesn't, I can see that, that eighth of a mile on that race at Santa Anita on October 29th, a subpar 12-second eighth of a mile. So I know this horse has got a quick turn of foot. And so even if we're sitting just off the pace, we're going to get a nice inside trip. And, you know, Smitty's as good as they come. So so let's make this one horse, Dave, at 10-1, our top selection in the ninth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the seven horse. The seven horse is Curlin's Approval, 2-1 in the morning line. Happy Alter is the trainer. Luis Saez is the jockey. Almost made this horse our top selection. But 2-1, 2-1 seems like it's going to be about right for this horse. This horse loves Gulfstream Park. Take a look at that. Yeah. 11 starts at Gulfstream, 7 wins, 2 seconds. Has thrown out there a 103 buyer speed figure. Definitely the class of the race. Got a couple of grade ones this horse has raced in. Has won a couple of grade twos with Saez as the jockey. So there's a lot of things to like here. Has, you know, put in a bullet workout there at Gulfstream Park. But, you know, drew a little bit of an outside post. This horse likes to stalk, and maybe a horse like ours with Smitty might get the jump, and you know, Smitty might be able to rate our top selection and beat Curlin's Approval. But this is a nice horse. So let's make the 7 horse, Dave, Curlin's Approval, our second selection.
And he's 5 years old, too, so it's a little
correct.
Year older.
Yep. You know, 5-year-old mares usually still race pretty good, Dave. But, you know, I'm always talking about those 3- and 4-year-olds,
yep,
whether they be colts or females, because I know there's room for improvement, and usually you can get a little bit better price. So let's go to our third selection, yep, here, Dave. Our third selection is Bodacious Babe. Bodacious Babe's the 6 horse, 15-1 in the morning line. So I'm giving you a nice 15-1 shot in our top 3 picks. Jane Sabelli's the trainer. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. Irod was on this horse the last time and is right back. This is one of those horses that made a nice move, got the lead, and that just came up a little bit short. Well, came up a little bit short because she'd been off since July. So now this is the second race off the layoff. You know that I like that. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at that race on January 28th last year, which was this exact same stake race, which Curlin's Approval won. Mm-hmm. You can see that Bodacious Babe raced pretty good against Curlin's Approval, who's going to wind up being the favorite. Had the lead. Looked like she got cooked in a pretty quick pace. So I know this horse can be competitive with these kinds of horses. And at 15-1, Dave, I think this is probably a pretty nice horse to put in as our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park's 9th race, our selections are going to be the 1, the 7, and the 6.
All right. And, of course, the big race of the day, the second running of the Pegasus World Championship Invitational. It's one and an 1/8 miles. It's on the dirt. It's $16.3 million. That just blows my mind. That
it does.
And guaranteed payoffs for the top 5 picks. I mean, so even if you run 5th, it's $650,000 for that 5th. And I believe each horse had to, or each owner had to put an entry fee in as well.
Yeah, I think it was 100 G's.
Yeah.
I think it was something like that. Yeah.
Not,
so
this is no slouch race. You have to pay to get
it. It actually might have been $1 million. I don't really remember what it was, but it was stiff.
It's a good amount. And these are all the top horses of that you could even think of. So, that, like I said, you're trying to look at Gunrunner and bet against him because, you know, big favorite. But, yeah, give us your picks.
Yeah, so I took a long time looking at this race. I actually handicapped it and then set the iPad down and came back to it an hour later. You know, I take a lot of pride in making selections in big races, Dave, as you know, and over the years, you know, had a lot of success picking the winners of the Kentucky Derby and the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, you know, I've always just kind of had a knack for these big races. And I think it's because I put a lot of time into it. And I read a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of replays and I really try to come up with the right horse. So we are going to make the 2 horse, Dave, West Coast. West Coast at 8-1, trained by Baffert. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, our top selection. 4-year-old colt, Dave, going from his 3- to 4-year-old year. Yep. I know that there's some upside here. Nothing wrong with that horse's last 4 races. Only lost to Gunrunner by 3 lengths in the Breeders' Cup Classic on a track that you and I both know from watching being together that day. Was just played really funky that day. And, you know, we did have Gunrunner as our top selection. And you know, Gunrunner was a prohibitive favorite.
Right.
And Gunrunner did win. But that was pretty impressive. Nice. Bob Rutt took this horse on a nice rest. This horse has been out 9 times in his lifetime and won 6 times. Certainly can produce the kind of buyer speed figure, I think, that can be a winner here. I think Castellano's got a lot of options. I think he can leave and gun this horse if he wants, or what he's probably going to do, because there is some speed in this race, is he's probably just going to sit a really good trip. And so I just think this is the right horse, Dave. I'd spent a lot of time on the race, and I'm going to make the 2-horse West Coast our top selection in the Pegasus.
Over $2 million already made in his life. I mean,
Yep.
What a horse.
Nice animal. Yep. They're all nice animals.
No, they all are. This whole field.
So we're going to make our second selection Gunrunner. So that if people who like to play exacta boxes and play those kinds of gimmicks, how could you not put Gunrunner in there? This horse is the horse of the year. 18 lifetime starts, 11 wins, some absolute monster races. Won the Breeders' Cup Classic, as we were screaming in Las Vegas together, and ran a really really nice race that day. A little bit of a Asmussen gave this horse a little bit of a layoff. This horse is going to be over bet, and so I'm interested in getting value. So for me, the 2-horse, we're going to get more value on that horse than we probably should. So, but let's make Gunrunner our second selection, Dave. And then our third and final selection is going to be the other Baffert horse, the 5-horse Collected.
Yep.
Collected is trained by Bob Baffert, Mikey Smith, the jockey. This horse is also 8-1 in the morning. So you get Baffert on 2 horses with morning line odds of 8-1. I almost make Collected our top pick. I like this horse a lot. I'm really curious as to why Mike Smith picked this horse over West Coast. Collected is a 5-year-old, so I don't know. There's a whole lot of upside here, but if this horse just performs like he has been, you're going to get a triple digit, mid, 110 to 115 kind of range buyer speed figure out of this horse, because that's the numbers this horse is producing. This horse only lost by 2.25 lengths to Gunrunner in the Breeders' Cup Classic. This horse has had a race since the Classic, so a nice tightener in that San Antonio. So the second off the layoff, you get the magic of Baffert and Smith together, and you know what that combination's like when they team up. They're 42% over the last year. It wouldn't surprise me if this horse won the race. Actually, it wouldn't surprise me if any of our 3 horses won the race, Dave. But I want to make Collected the 5-horse our third selection. So, Dave, in the Pegasus, our selections are going to be Gulfstream Park's Race 12, the 2, the 10, and the 5.
All right, great. So, yeah, this is going to be a big race. It's national TV, NBC showing it, so you'll be able to watch it live on NBC. And hope everybody does well and gets some good picks picked and taking your advice of what to go with. So let's wrap this up. Be sure to visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. As I mentioned earlier, up there's all of our links to all of our social media, as well as our ways of subscribing to our podcast, including, like I said, we just are listed on Stitcher Radio. Be sure, if you are a Stitcher Radio listener, click that link and you'll be able to subscribe there as well. For Twitter, go to Off the Charts HR. Any podcast updates, any race day changes, and other picks that Steve might find, he'll definitely post them out there for you. And again, be sure you're subscribed so you can listen to all of our episodes. If you have any questions, if you wanted to actually send us an email, we do have an email address. It's questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And before we close it out, did you have any other closing comments, Steve?
No, just good luck. A great day of racing. I'm going to be out and about tomorrow. As you know, Dave, my daughter's a college basketball player, so I'll be out watching her and watching races on my phone. So, I will be, intently watching what goes on here. I'm excited to see how some of these races are going to turn out. So, good luck to everyone. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great. So, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.